Lift your hands to the Lord and wave it to Jesus. Father, thank you. We exalt and hallow your holy name. Thank you that your name is glorified this morning in our service. We ask that you pour down like rain the spirit of revelation. Teach us your word so that we may know you and walk in your ways. Fill our hearts with the revelation knowledge of your Son, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom and walk in your glorious power. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Father. It's good to see you once again on Sunday on our empowerment service. I strongly believe that this morning the Spirit of God is going to minister greatly to you, and your life will never be the same again. Amen. Last week we continued with our second pursuit for the manifestation of glory. Now, if you followed our teaching, by the theme of this year, which is our year of glory, we said that there are three pursuits that enact the manifestation of glory in the life of the believer. And when these three things are your pursuit, it will change your life forever. We said number one is wisdom. And I don't want to talk much about that. Go to our podcast and get our teaching. Number two, we spoke about power. It's the second pursuit. Every child of God must pursue power. And we spoke about the five glorious powers that God has given or provided for the church. And we spoke about the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the first power. And every child of God should take advantage of that ability and that power of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in us. We said the second power is the power of the Word of God. In Hebrews chapter 4, the verse 12, the Bible says, "For the Word of God is active and powerful," which means the Word of God carries God's power. In Hebrews chapter 1, the verse 3, the Bible says, "Upholding all things by the word of his power." So the word of God is God's power. Number three, we spoke about the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we came to a conclusion that the blood of Jesus carries an overcoming power. In the book of Revelation chapter 12, the verse 11, the Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb." That is why we got to understand that the blood of Jesus is for spiritual warfare. And we explained that there are believers who have wrong thoughts, demonic inspired thoughts, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of failure, thoughts of guilt and condemnation. I spoke to you that last week about 90% of the bad thoughts or wrong thoughts that we have are inspired by demons. And one of the powers given to us is the power of the blood of Jesus. And we need to speak in authority using the blood of Jesus to cleanse our thoughts. Anytime wrong thoughts come and we don't have power over them, we plead the blood. We cleanse our mind with the blood of Jesus. These are powers that if they are not activated, they won't work in your life, though they are available. And number four, we spoke about the power of prayer. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 5, the verse 16, in the Amplified Version, the Bible says the effectual fervent, the heartfelt, continual prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available. So anytime we pray, we dispense, we activate power, we make power available to operate in our lives. So any child of God who does not have a prayer life will lack the power of God functioning in his life. And today's message, we are on number five, the fifth power that God has provided for the church. The fifth power is what we call the power of the name of Jesus Christ. The fifth power that God has given to the church is the power of the name of Jesus. Now, please listen to this teaching very carefully. A lot of believers are going through all kinds of things, not because God is not helping them. Many believers are blaming God for the things they are going through. Meanwhile, God has made available every victory for the believer's life in his word. The power of the name of Jesus. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, the verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him the name above every name. That at the name, have you noticed the Bible didn't say at the mention? He says at the name, which means you can even think about it. Which means you can confess it. Which means you can mention it. What really matters is the spirit of revelation you have captured about the name. Because if you don't know that God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, then it means you will not be able to enjoy the powers made available in that name. Hallelujah. So after today, by the time you're done with the service, you realize that anytime you mention the name of Jesus with revelation and understanding, something happens. Hallelujah. There was a time when an occult group had a gathering and they met Lucifer himself in the meeting. They were grandmasters and they met. And one of the occult grandmasters was from Togo. And then they were sharing an experience with Lucifer in the meeting. And then they said that when we went to that meeting, they called Jesus. The occult guy didn't know him. The moment they mentioned Jesus, all of them in the meeting fell down, including Lucifer. And he rose up and sat on his throne again. And he says, hey, this is the last time you mentioned this name in our meeting. Another time when I was listening, the same thing happened. One other occult guy didn't know because they went for an operation. And in operation, they mentioned the name of Jesus. And fire appeared and they scattered. So they wanted explanation. So they met with Lucifer. And they said they mentioned Jesus as Lucifer was still. Apparently, he told him that that name you mentioned carries an arrow in it. So anytime you mention it, that name pierces me. Never mention that name here again. We call him the King of Christians. Don't mention that name here. And that was very interesting. That if the name alone can do this to Satan, what of the personality of Jesus and those in whom he lives? So listen to me. If you don't have a revelation of the name of Jesus, you won't benefit much and see results that God intends for you. The name of Jesus is very powerful. I'm telling you. There are three ways in which Jesus received that name. The reason why the name of Jesus is very powerful. He didn't just come about his name. So there are three main means by which Jesus obtained his name. Number one, he obtained his name by inheritance. The name of Jesus was an inheritance that was willed to Jesus. God gave the name Jesus to Jesus as a will. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the verse 4, the Bible says, being made so much better than the angels as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. So Jesus received his name by inheritance. So Jesus was an heir to his name. So by inheritance, Jesus obtained his name. And the Bible calls that name excellent than they. When you mention Angel Gabriel, nothing happens. Angel Michael, nothing happens. Though they are very powerful beings. But when you mention the name Jesus, something happens. Why? Because he by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Number two, he received his name by bestowal or by bestowment. His name was bestowed, conferred upon him. The book of Philippians chapter 2, the verse 9 and 10. The Bible says God had highly exalted him and given him. So the name was conferred. It was bestowed upon him. It was a name that received power because of the reward he gained out of his obedience through death. So God bestowed that power in the name as a reward for his obedience. So Jesus obtained his name also by bestowal. And number three, Jesus obtained his name by conquest. Ephesians chapter 1, the verse 19 to 22. He obtained his name by conquest. The Bible says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who have believed? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, above all principality, powers, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in that which is to come. Now, this is interesting. Jesus was highly exalted above all principalities and power. Now, look at the classifications of these beings. Principalities, powers, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, which means anything that has a name is under the power of the name of Jesus. Anything that has a name submits to the authority of the name of Jesus. Why did he mention principality? Because by his resurrection, he conquered all of them. In Colossians chapter 2, the verse 50, the Bible says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. The it is the cross. So by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, demonic powers were humiliated. They were disgraced. They were shamed. They were put to shame. They were made a public ridicule because Jesus completely defeated them. So the Bible now qualifies Jesus' name to be above every other name because he conquered them. So he obtained his name, number one, by what? By inheritance. Number two, by bestowal. Number three, by conquest. You've seen kings who have a name because they've conquered territories. One of these wicked ones was Adolf Hitler. We all know of him because of how he conquered nations. Any nation that came, he conquered. In history, we read of Alexander the Great. The reason why he's called the Great is because of how he conquered many nations and placed them under his feet. Because Jesus conquered all the realms of darkness, he has a name that is recognized. So listen to me. When you mention the name of Jesus, you are knowing that Jesus received his name not by luck, not by chance. He received his name by inheritance, by conference, or by bestowal. And finally, he received his name by conquest because he dethroned powers by his resurrection. So when you are mentioning the name, when you are thinking the name, when you are believing the name, these are things you have to believe to see the power in that name. Mention the name Jesus three times. One, Jesus. Two, Jesus. Three, Jesus. Someone's sickness just disappeared. Hallelujah. So Jesus conquered hell. He conquered death. He conquered sin. So when you mention the name Jesus, hell, sin, death, and Satan recognize the one who defeated them.
That's what makes the name of Jesus powerful. Now, for your information, the name of Jesus can be powerless in the tongue of a believer. Not because the name of Jesus is powerless, but because that believer is just mentioning it because others are mentioning it. There was a time the sons of Sceva were doing a deliverance session. They were casting out devils. You know what they said? They saw Apostle Paul and the other disciples of Jesus casting out devils, and they also brought a demon-possessed person, put the person in the room and said, "We, in the name of Jesus, we command you to come out in the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom Paul preached." So the demons even recognized that these people don't even believe in the name. They have no revelation about the name. The Bible says the demon beat them up until they fled bleeding. Which means the name of Jesus does not work on every tongue. Please, are you following me here? So you need a revelation to activate it. Hallelujah. Now, why is the name of Jesus so powerful? Number one, because we have access in his name. Why is the name of Jesus so powerful? Number one, because we have access in his name. John chapter 14, the verse 13 and 14. John chapter 14, the verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." He says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, the Bible is telling us that Jesus Christ, by virtue of his name, has given us access. His name is powerful. It's because of the access his name has given us before the Father to even make request. Are we following that? Number two, the name is powerful because there is salvation in his name. There is salvation in his name. In Romans chapter 10, the verse 13, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, you see, a believer who has this revelation and is in trouble and mentions Jesus with this understanding that whosoever calls or shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Now, if you have this understanding and it has entered into your conviction, even your in your dream, you are still conscious of it. You hear what I said? Even in your dream, you are still what? Conscious of it. That's how come there are people who go through trouble in dreams, they can't say anything. Others are conscious of that name. You know why? Because it's a conviction. When you're in the car is going to have an accident. Remember this verse. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. If armed robbers surround you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. In the book of Acts chapter 4, the verse 12, the Bible says there is no other name under heaven given to men by which they should be saved. There is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. So the name of Jesus is powerful because there is salvation in that name. Number three, the name of Jesus is powerful because there is authority in his name. There is authority in his name. The Bible says in Philippians 2, 9 and 10 again, that God had highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, that is authority, shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you have this understanding that every knee bows, you know that every demonic power in your family, whatever it is, any demonic encounter you have, when you think the name, you believe the name, you confess the name, there's an authority that is demonstrated that causes spiritual beings to bow. Hallelujah. Number four, there are signs and wonders and deliverance in his name. The name of Jesus is so powerful because signs, wonders, and deliverance is in his name. Mark chapter 16, the verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
He says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, you see, look at what he's saying. Which means if you have food that is poisoned, or food that is contaminated, or food that is demonized, once you pray over the food in the name of Jesus, the Bible says when you eat that deadly thing, the Bible says it shall not hurt you. Amazing. What we are teaching is practical. They shall lay hands on the sick, like we saw on Friday, how the Lord healed someone supernaturally of scoliosis or whatever they call it. Crooked spine. And the Lord healed the person completely on Sunday. For the first time in so many years since childhood, she carried a chair for the first time. We call that the power of the name. It's so powerful because in that name is deliverance, signs and wonders. And they shall recover. Number five, the name of Jesus is so powerful because there is healing in his name. There is healing in the name. In Acts chapter 3, the verse 1 to 5, the Bible speaks of the man that was seated at the gate of Beautiful, waiting for some alms from Peter and James. And the Bible says, when Peter looked at him, he told him that silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. The Bible says his ankle bones received strength and he began walking and leaping and praising the Lord. So there is healing in the name. You can pray for your daughter in the name. You can pray for your father in the name. You can pray for your auntie in the name of Jesus. Why don't you put it to test? Why don't you put it to work? There are days my wife says she's feeling a strong headache. I say, come. I lay hands in the name of Jesus. I command the headache, go right now in Jesus' name. The headache leaves. You see, don't wait until you find yourself in a situation that doctors cannot heal you before you are coming to learn his name. Don't wait for that time. It can be too late. You may not have that faith. So develop your faith now. Practice that name. Demonstrate that name. Finally, there is safety in his name. Proverbs chapter 18, the verse 10. The Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Amazing. So, have you realized that you are not only saved by the name, you are safe by the name. Why? Because that name is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Your safety is in the name of Jesus. Your preservation, your protection is in his name. Lift up your right hand and say this after me. My protection, my safety, and my preservation is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So what are we to do to that name? For it to operate mightily in our lives. Number one, you got to believe in the name. The more you read the four gospels and the book of Acts, the more faith you'll pick up in the name of Jesus. Read the four gospels and the book of Acts. Number two, meditate on his name. Meditate on his name. You can take the book of Philippians chapter 2, the verse 9 and 10, and you just read it and meditate. Listen, there are benefits you gain in reading the Bible, and there are benefits you also gain in meditating the Bible. Because when you read, you gain information. When you meditate, you gain strength. You gain roots in that word. Are you following this? So you are to meditate on the name, ponder over it. God gave him the name that is above every name. So the name is above cancer. The name is above demons. The name is above Satan. That at the name,
every knee should bow. Every knee. That means anything that has a knee has the tendency to bow. And every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. That's meditation. You are thinking, pondering over it. And you are speaking it, you are muttering it like that. So the more you are spending time meditating on that name, the more advantage you will have when you need to use it. Are you following this thing? Number three, act out in his name. Act out in his name. So act on the name. If someone is sick, call the person, lay hands on the person, heal the person in his name. So act the name. Whatever you saw the name do in the Bible, do it in life. Someone says, what if it doesn't work? The judge shall live by faith. Keep living on that faith. Pray for people, whether they get healed or not. Keep praying for them in the name of Jesus. So you must act the name. Next, confess the name. Confess the name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are Lord. Oh, Jesus, you are my master. Jesus, you are Lord. That's confession. And finally, you thank, you praise, and you sing his name. You thank, you praise, and you sing his name. There's an interesting verse in the book of Hebrews chapter 13, the verse 15. The Bible says, therefore, let us by him, therefore, offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. He says, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So you thank his name, you praise his name, you offer the sacrifice of praise in his name. Sing about his name, praise his name, thank his name. Can we practice that the next 10 seconds? Lift up your hands and thank his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, keep saying that. It's supposed to be your practice. It's supposed to be a continuous practice in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How excellent is your name. Sing it. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. How powerful is your name. Sing it, come on, sing it. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. Jesus, you sing his name. Whilst you are washing, you sing his name. Whilst you're working in the office, you sing his name. You praise his name and thank his name. The energy force around that name will be magnified in your life, and signs of and wonders will happen to you. Now quickly, we want to look at the keys to accessing power. Keys to accessing power. Now remember, we said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. So the believer has power in him. But someone will ask, why is it that the word of God says that I have power through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, yet I don't see the power of God functioning in my life? There are keys to accessing the power of God. And that's how we're teaching these things, because when you have understanding on how to access the power of the name of Jesus, if you have understanding of how to access power, it will change a lot about your life. I'm teaching good here. Number one, the first key to accessing power is hunger for power. Hunger for power. Listen to me, you must get sick and tired that certain things are happening in your life. You must get sick and tired that you are not walking in power and start craving, desiring. Listen to me, the spirit realm is power drunk. It is the power drunk that walk in power. If you are not hungry, desperate for power, you won't be able to walk in power. You will not walk in power if you are not hungry for it. I'm teaching good here. In the book of Psalm 42, the verse 1 to 4, you will get to understand that satisfied people don't need food and water. In this life, if someone eats 10 balls of kinky, and you ask him, are you hungry? You tell him, I'm not hungry. You know why? Because he's already satisfied. If you have drunk a full bottle of water, 1.5 liters, and someone asks you, are you thirsty? No, you're not thirsty. You know why? Because you already have it. So people who are satisfied don't need food and water. Likewise, in the spirit, those who are satisfied don't need power. It's for the hungry. Now, the Bible says, as the deer panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Now come with me to the book of Psalm 63, the verse 1 to 2. Psalm 63, the verse 1 to 2. The Bible says, O God, thou art my God. Only will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Look at the next verse. He says, to see thy power and thy glory. So the power and the glory of God is for the thirsty. The glory of God is for the hungry. Can I shock you? Spiritual hunger is a currency for spiritual things. Spiritual hunger is a currency for spiritual things. So, if you are not spiritually hungry, you are spiritually broke to do business with heaven. Because heaven will only do business with those who have the currency of hunger. Blessed are the hunger and thirsty for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So, if there is no yearning, there is no hunger for it, I am telling you, you will not experience it. I'm teaching good here. Isaiah chapter 55, the verse 1 to 3. He says, oh, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. He says you buy something. He says, well, you don't have money. Which means this thing you are supposed to come and buy, we don't use money to buy it. Ye come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in the fatness. So thirst and hunger is what should make you come to God for power, or for power activation. Are we following this thing? So the first is hunger and thirst. Number two, the second key for accessing power is knowledge and the practice of the word of God. I've seen people who are just there saying that, I want to walk in power. See, there are protocols. If you ask anybody who has been a witch before, anybody who have consulted a witch doctor before, anybody who has been an occult before, anybody who has been in satanism before, you ask them, they'll tell you there are prices, there are protocols. If you want to walk in power, there are sometimes you have to kill someone, you have to kill a cow, you have to bring someone. Sometimes you sleep in a casket for 7 days.
Sometimes you sleep in a cemetery for 14 days. They give you substances to drink. It's not easy. You know why? Because the spirit realm, it doesn't cast bells to swines. Power is expensive. Power is expensive. So for you to see the manifestation of power, there are keys. You need to experience them. And you see, God will not make you kill anybody. But one of the things that will make you experience power is hunger. Number two is knowledge and the practice of the word of God. So if the word of God is not living and actively working in your life, you can't experience power. Daniel 11:32b. They that know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Are you getting that? It is only they that know their God. This one is not just talking about Christians. If a fetish priest knows his God, he will be strong and he will do exploits. If a juju man knows his God, he will be strong and he will do exploits. If a Christian knows his God, they will be strong and they shall do exploits. Because Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew their God, even fire had no power over them. Even lions had no power over them. Those that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Tell someone, knowledge is power. In Ephesians chapter 6, the verse 11, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. The verse 10, sorry. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do you do that? The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Now, a lot of times, many Christians think that the armor of God is something God is telling you to go and look for and put it on so that you look like Iron Man. No. Paul used a figure of speech in the costume of a Roman soldier to explain the very thing we are doing right now. Every piece in the armor is actually a piece of revelation in the word of God. He says, put on the belt of truth. Take away the belt. What do you have? Truth. The breastplate of righteousness. Take away breastplate. What do you have? Righteousness. Telling us that you need to understand that righteousness is first a gift. You are not righteous because of what you did. You are righteous because of what Christ did. And the empowerment of that righteousness is what makes you live right. And when you have that understanding, righteousness now becomes an armor. So it is an understanding of an aspect of revelation in the word of God. That is the armor. So when the Bible is the truth, the entire canons of scripture is the truth by which you live, you have a belt. It will save you from shame, because a man who does not have a belt one day can lose his trousers. The word of God will save you from shame. The breastplate of righteousness. The gospel of the preparation of it says, shodding your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which means that every understanding you have about the gospel, you are supposed to move out and share it. You share your faith, it's an armor. You preach to others, it's evangelism. The shield of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and by the hearing of the word of God. The helmet of salvation, which means you need to have understanding of salvation. Salvation is in three tenses: past, present, and future. Today, you have been saved. You are being saved now as you are hearing the word of God. And you'll be saved when Jesus comes. You will need that understanding. It's an armor that protects your head from condemnation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's the rim of God. So, even the entire armor of God is they are pieces of revelation in the word of God. So, if you want to walk in power, you need the knowledge and the practice of the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, the verse 3.
as his divine power has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness, according to the knowledge of him that has called us by glory and virtue. The Bible is telling us that God's divine power has given us all things that pertains to life. So everything you need to make it in life and to become godly as a child of God has been provided already. But he's saying that you can access them through knowledge of him that has called you by glory and virtue. So if you don't know, you will not be able to walk in the things made available to God, to you, for life and godliness. I'm teaching you here. So if you don't know what is in you, you can't activate it. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, 6. Philippians chapter 1, 6. Philippians 1, 6. He says, being confident of this one thing. Sorry, Philemon 1, 6. Philemon 1, 6. Philemon 1, 6. The Bible says that the communication or the sharing or the participation of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Which means that any good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus can only be activated when you recognize it by revelation. Oh, I have authority to cast out devils. What? All this while, I can cast out the devil. That recognition. That revelation brings out the good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So without knowledge, you can't acknowledge. I'm teaching with you. So someone's asking, so man of God, I want to walk in power. What do you know? Ask the person, what do you know? Ask the person, what do you know? You want to walk in power? What do you know? You are the kind of believer who is going through a certain battle. You are there, all kinds of voices are speaking to you. All voices are speaking to you, telling you you're going to die. You won't survive 2024. Go and kill yourself. No one loves you. Have you realized that nobody cares about you? You're a lonely person. Nothing good will come out of you. You are a failure. You are a shame. You are a disgrace. These are voices. Listen to me. Once you come to the realization that God gave Jesus the name that is above every name, which means the moment you said, in the name of Jesus, I command every accusing voice, come out in Jesus' name, there will be peace. But if you don't use that name without understanding, you won't walk in it. What do you know? Number three, third means of accessing power is faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. Now we need to understand something, that men of faith are men of obedience. Any man you see walking in faith is walking in obedience. And faith is your ability to see what God sees and do what God does. And do what God sees. Three. It's your ability to see what God sees, do what God does, and do what God says. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God.
He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So listen to me, great exploits can only be done when you walk in faith and obedience. So if you want to access power, the third key is what? Faith and obedience. Listen, practice faith. Moses divided the Red Sea by faith because he had God tell him, stretch your hand. Joshua brought down the walls of Jericho by faith. Subdued kingdoms, men did by faith. Men wrought righteousness by faith. Obtained promises. Listen, the fact that God made a promise does not automatically mean it will happen in your life. You hear what I said? The fact that God has made a promise does not mean it will work. The Bible says by faith, men obtain promises. For example, the Bible says, he that dwell in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the mighty. The Bible says that 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 shall fall at the right hand. It shall not come near you. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Now, it's a promise for everybody. Did you hear what I said? That promise in Psalm 91 is for everybody. So you must personalize it to obtain it. You must personalize it to obtain it. So you must learn to walk in faith and obedience. When God speaks to you, when God instructs you, when God speaks, when God commands, obey him. Every act of obedience is an act of faith, which means Jesus even died by faith because you obeyed God. And believed that you will be born again when he's dead and rises on the third day. Number four, key to access power is waiting on God through prayer, confessions, and declarations. Waiting on God through prayer, confessions, and declarations. Isaiah chapter 40, the verse 29 to 31. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. The Bible says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. Now, this is amazing. Now, if you want to access power, learn to wait on God through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is a key to accessing power. You can't be eating 24 hours a day and expect to walk in power. Because the more you love food, the more fleshly you become. The Bible says, meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy them both. There are men, the Bible says in the book of Philippians 3:19, who have made their bellies their God. Learn to spend time in prayer. Pray. If you want to walk in power, pray. Men of prayer are men of power. A prayerless believer is a powerless and a profitless believer. Monday you don't pray, Tuesday you don't pray, Wednesday you don't pray, Friday you don't pray, Saturday you wake up, you pray for 5 minutes. You want to defeat witches? Have you seen how faithful are witches? Listen to me. The sacrifices a witch does to be empowered is not the same sacrifice you are making to be empowered. Don't expect to defeat that witch. Now look at you. Your favorite food is wacha. You eat it every day. In the morning by 7 o'clock, you are done with breakfast. Now, a witch at 12 o'clock. Now, for your information, whether a witch is sick or not, they still go for meeting. I hope you are aware. A witch will sacrifice his father, sacrifice his young sister, and sacrifice his daughter to be able to gain a rank. And you are eating, and you want to gain a rank over the witch. You know, many Christians are just a mockery to themselves. They are laughing at themselves without knowing. We call for prayer meeting, you don't come. We call for fasting, you don't fast. Keep eating. The day will come where your faith will be tested. When there is not enough prayer in your life, you've not built enough prayer capacity in your spiritual bank. You've not built that energy. You've not built that energy. The storm will come. Listen to me. You must be a believer that is constant in devotion. For some time, the Holy Ghost has been leading me to listen to some of these testimonies of these occult guys. Because the Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. So don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. I'm told that the way you can set a trap for a bed, these occult guys and these witchcraft people, they set traps in front of people's houses, in front of people's junctions, and they set the trap for lost believers. Those believers who wake up at 5:30, they just bath and they are late to work, so they just move just like that. You don't pray before you left your house. You don't pray. You fall into a trap. You fall into a trap. You fall into a trap. But by the time you spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you wake up. Patakamoko parabashata kate. Let it take a papa no. Raka papa kabash. Raka tata kapana. Rapa paka tata pa. Rapa paka papa. Shkata tane tetai. Mapa paka tania. You see, there is a fire that envelops you. Any trap that is set, because you are consuming fire, you just pass through and that trap is consumed. There is something about prayer. Any man that prays is powerful. Any man that prays can stand the test of time. Anyone that kneels in prayer can start tough seasons. Any man that knows and masters the art of prayer is a man that will walk about the strategies of darkness. When you learn to pray, you will not be a prey. Pray, oh, pray, because prayer is the secret of your victory as a child of God. Hear me. If you want to tap in power, you must be a man of prayer. Check your Bible. Check your Bible. Jesus, who is God, he does not need to pray. But when Jesus found himself as a man, he prayed. Mark 1:35. He rose up a great while before day. Went to a solitary place and there he prayed. Luke 5:16, the Bible says Jesus often withdrew himself, went to the wilderness and there he prayed. Luke chapter 9, the verse 28, the Bible says they went to the mountain to pray, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was like white and glistening and his face shined as the strength of the sun. In the book of Luke 22, the Bible says he withdrew himself and knelt down and prayed. In agony, he prayed. Listen to me, give yourself to prayer. This world is too wicked. On Friday, those of you who came for service, I advise you come for Friday service, because the meetings we do on Friday is not like Sunday. There was one lady that we called to come to church. She's had an issue with her spine. They showed me the scan. The spine is not straight. The spine is like this. So she can't bend. She can't do anything. So whilst we're praying, we tapped into the supernatural. And that can only come by prayer. Your discernment gets sharper in prayer. And we got to know that her grandmother's brother, whose name is called Kofi Menu, because they mentioned the name here, has been, when they go for witchcraft meeting, they use her spine to play baseball. So by the time they put the spine back, the spine has turned. So for some time, we've not seen her in church, not knowing because of the issue of the spine. She can't come to church. She's in pain constantly. And to the glory of God, on Friday, her spine came back to normal. Hear me? Demonic spirits are active. As you are making New Year resolutions, they are also making resolutions against you. I speak over your life this morning that any trap set against you in this year will not survive. Any trap set against you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, traps of untimely death, traps of shame, traps of disgrace, it will not stand for their good. The Lord will deliver you from them all. The Lord will save you from every plan of darkness, every plan of accident, every plan of untimely death. You shall escape in this year in the name of Jesus. Pray. You can tap into the power of God by waiting on God. Learn to wait on God. Sometimes it's painful when you're waiting on God. Because you are alone, nobody is seeing you. But you are praying. I'm sure you are there saying, I can't pray for 5 minutes. Listen, you need to understand that every human spirit is elastic. You have the capability to expand. You have the capacity to enlarge. So that same person who is weak and can pray for only 5 minutes, just give yourself time. That same 5 minutes praying believer can pray for 5 hours. If only you give yourself to time and consistency, which means you go ahead. God is okay. God said, I'm fine. Don't worry. You start with the 5 minutes, but make sure you don't stop the 5 minutes. The next day, that 5 minutes automatically, sporadically, will turn into 10 minutes. And you are praying. And the Holy Ghost says, let's add more grace. Let's add more grace. 10 minutes will go to 20 minutes. You don't know what is happening. You want to stop praying, but you can't stop praying. And you are traveling. The next day, the Holy Ghost said, she has qualified. He has qualified. Let's add another 15 minutes. Now you are going because you have received grace for 30 minutes. And you are praying. Before you realize, you want to stop after 30 minutes. But what is happening to you is that you are crying. And you are sobbing. And you are groaning. And you are traveling. And the Lord is enlarging your capacity. Because in what spiritual, what physical gymming is to your body, prayer is to your spirit. And as you are praying, you are gymming. You are exercising yourself unto godliness. As you are praying, you are lifting spiritual metals. As you are praying, the Bible says, but you beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. As you pray, you build. As you pray, you are building. As you are praying, you are spirit building. Lapondo. I love to pray, beloved. I love to pray. You keep watching me pray once you are silent. I'm getting more strength. You keep watching me and be quiet. You keep watching me and be laughing. You keep watching me and be staring at me. But I'm getting power. I'm enlarging. I'm increasing. There is something happening to me. I am getting more wisdom. I'm becoming more smarter. I'm becoming more discerning. The gifts of the Spirit are enlarging. I am prophesying. Manta Cabria Sanamataya Makonda Sata. My utterance are changing. Something is shifting about my spirit. My soul is coming to alignment with God. The will of God is becoming clearer. As I pray, I shine. Manakamanosa Ratenda Kopashkatai. As I pray, I escape the snares of darkness. As I pray, I shift in my spiritual dimensions. As I pray, I receive promotion. As I pray, I enlarge. As I pray, I become larger. As I pray, I become bigger every day. I'm getting bigger every day. As I pray, Mantokosha, I behold the glory. I behold the glory as I pray. We are with an unveiled face. As we behold us in the mirror, the glory of God. I've been changed. I've been changed. I've been metamorphosed. I've been changed from glory to glory. Even as by the same spirit, I am receiving enlargement. The next time the witches come visiting me, they will see fire. They will see a pillar of fire. They see a pool of blood. Because I am in a secret place. I am in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord in prayer, He's my refuge and my strength. My God, when the enemy came to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid of? As I pray, 1,000 shall fall on my side and 10,000 on my right hand. It shall not come near me. Only with my eyes
will I behold the reward and the fall, the shame of the wicked one. I will pray, because if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. If I don't pray, I will not receive clarity. If I don't pray, I'll have the wrong marriage. If I don't pray, I'll make mistakes. If I don't pray, I'll choose the wrong partner. If I don't pray, my children will be wayward. If I don't pray, Satan will destroy my children. If I don't pray, my wife will change. If I don't pray, my husband will change. If I don't pray, my finances will go down. If I don't pray, I will not have favor. If I don't pray, my business will not increase. If I don't pray, I open a door for the devil. If I don't pray, Satan becomes bigger. If I don't pray, my problems will become mightier. If I don't pray, I will not enlarge. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. I exhort the devil that first of all, prayers, giving of thanks, intercession and supplication be made for kings and all who are in authority, that they may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. As you are praying, you are advancing. As you are praying, something is going on in your spiritual DNA. That wrong thought is disappearing. That thing the devil stole, your barrenness, the barrenness he brought upon you, your womb that he stole, your star that he stole, as you pray, there is restoration. As you pray, things begin to melt. Anything that is not of God will begin bowing, will begin melting. As you pray, there is an energy, there is an energy receiver. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. He does not speak to man, but he speaks to God. How be it, he uttereth, maketh mysteries in the spirit. Keep speaking mysteries. You are confusing the devil. Don't have pity on a man that prays. Don't show pity on a man that knows how to groan. Don't pity. Don't mock me when I pray. Don't laugh at me, because what I'm gaining in prayer, you don't have a saint. What I gain in prayer, what I become in prayer, you have no idea. I will pray. I will pray. If Abraham prayed, I will pray. Amatoa pala. If Daniel prayed, I will pray. Amanatoa. If Babalola prayed, I'll pray. I upon not. If Evangelism Waku prayed, I will pray. Lantona. I am Otoa. La Pantola. If Benzina was a prayed, I'll pray. Lanto. La pala. La proshata manatuota. Rapatoya. We lack power because we lack prayer. We are not powerful because we are not prayerful. Mandakabasha. La Pantotoa. You are praying. If you are that believer that has lost your prayer virtue, if you are that believer who has lost your prayer fire, lift your voice and just pray. A new energy, a new ability, a new strength will come to you. The Lord will enable you. The Lord will add grace. Cry to Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I want my prayer life back. I want to pray as I was before. Lord, increase my prayer capacity. Lord, increase my prayer energy. I want to know how to stay. I want to know how to wait. For they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not be faint. Mala, rapapaya shatala, lepora, mando papaya sato. As you pray, there is an exchange. Keep praying. Keep praying. If you are waiting for a prayer topic, you will never have one. Just pray as you know. Just pray. Talk to God. Pray. Edify yourself. Pray. Build up yourself with your most holy faith. Some of you, your prayer is going to your hometown. Your prayer is going to your office. Your prayer is going to your shop. Your prayer is going to your business. Your prayer is going to your marriage. Pray. 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 Katalaba, crack, 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 brashka, bra, 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 brashka, pray. You are saying, Satan, I am taking what belongs to me. Satan, you can't have my marriage. Satan, you can't have my womb. Satan, you can't have my children. I take them back. I make contentions over their souls. Wherever you have trapped my soul, wherever you have taken my children, wherever you have taken my glory, Satan, take your hands. I'm in charge. For he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. My gosh, grab a thunder. Groan, groan. Don't watch your neighbor. You are here alone. God will bless you alone. God will change you alone. There is no collective blessing when it comes to God. Lift your voice. Meet one-on-one with God. Meet him alone. Meet him alone. Meet him alone. Amen. Mana. Mana. That ungodly appetite, it will die. That lust, it will die. That addiction, it will die. For our God is a consuming fire. As you wait on the Lord, you are being consumed by a fire that is not of this world. The Bible said Daniel, he prayed in the morning, he prayed in the afternoon, he prayed in the evening. The Bible said in Psalm 55, the verse 17, David, the man after God's own heart, he was a man of prayer. He said, morning, afternoon, and evening, I will pray. Lift your voice. Amano, Amra. Men of prayer are men after God's heart. God is seeking for intercessors. He's looking for men who will say, enough is enough. He's looking for men and women who will say, Satan, enough is enough. I am coming up again. Satan, I'm growing. Satan, my hair is growing. My hair is growing. Ah. Oh. I see someone who is tied in a bottle, but the bottle is breaking. The bottle is breaking as you are praying. Rah! Liberty, liberty in the spirit, liberty in the spirit, liberty in the spirit, liberty in the spirit, liberty, liberty. Your mind is getting stable. Your mind is getting stable. Satan has been speaking to your mind, telling you you will not make it. As you are praying, the devil, demons are losing their strength against your life. Lift your voice and keep praying. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. Give yourself to prayer. Select honest men of good report, but we will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word of God. Power is being made available. Power is being made available. Power is being made available. Power is going to your hometown. Fire is going to your bedroom. Fire, fire. Rapatana Montolash. Lord, set your people free as they pray. Set your people free as they pray. Look to no man. Pray, for my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You have put your faith in a man. You have put your faith in a woman. You have put your faith in your company. You have put your faith in your business. You have put your faith in your boss. But as you lift up your voice and pray, redirect your path. Redirect it. For by flesh shall no man prevail. No man shall prevail by the arm of flesh. Roko Tabos. Nakina Makua. Rateke manantula, la pramprana mashike tai, la prato. Some of you, I see the Lord giving you new wings. New wings. New wings is coming to you. You will fly in the spirit. Kakabushana, rapalotonda. Healing is taking place. Miracles are taking place. Lift your voice. Addictions are dying. Lift your voice. Contracts. That job you have been waiting for. As you are praying, you are about to receive a text message. You are about to receive an email. You are about to receive a phone call. Keep praying. Some of you have encounters. You have encounters. You have encounters. You had a dream. You were in your hometown. You had a dream. You were in a casket. Break it now. You had a dream. Someone told you I'll kill you. Break the power now. You had a dream. You were swimming in water. Break that marine power. You had a dream. Someone was sleeping with you. Break that power. Break that marriage. In this anointing. Kamoko brashatai. Take advantage of the atmosphere. Take advantage of the anointing and make a request. Tell the devil, enough is enough. Love, love, love. People don't get married in your family. Enough is enough. People don't keep it in your family. Enough is enough. No one travels. I don't care the pattern. I don't care the pattern. Wanasha. Your finances. Something is happening to your finances. Something is happening to your finances. Break the pattern. Break the spell. Break the cash. Break the cycle. Come on, brush. Come on, brush. Come on, brush. Ratatatakapa. Ratatatakapala shatambo. Rapalando sopa. Get lost, Satan. I am possessing my possession. I take what belongs to me. I take what belongs to me. You bastard. You thief. You murderer. You witches of my house. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Pour up. Pour up. The power of God is coming upon some of you. You can stand it again. You can't. There is a holy chill. The Holy Ghost unction. The Holy Ghost anointing is working. It's working in your life now. Pray. Pray. Don't wait for a prayer topic. Receive Holy Ghost inspired topics. Receive topics from the Holy Ghost. As you are praying, the Holy Ghost will lead you. The Holy Ghost will direct you. Pray as you are led. 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 Pray. Principalities in this area, I speak to you. Hear my voice. Witches and wizards in this area, occultism in this area, satanism in this area called Boshe, hear my voice. We rebuke you now. We bind your activities. We declare that Christ's life will grow and nothing can stop it. We declare that miracles will take place here, that love will grow in this church. Devils of Boshe, devils of Mangolin, devils of Hacho. I speak to you. You know me. I adjure you. You satanic powers, crocodile spirits, serpentine spirits, dog spirits, scorpion spirits. Hear thee the word of the Lord. This church will prosper. The members of this church will marry. The members of this church will do well. Their finances will grow. Their children will grow. Nothing can stop them. They will have a bright future. Devil, you have lost the battle. Karashka, Karashka, begin to snatch your family members. Deliver your family members. Pray for your mother. Pray for your father. pray for your siblings. Pray. Agonize, agonize. Pray your heart. Pray with all your energy. The Bible said Jesus prayed until his sweat became like droplets of blood. The apostles prayed until the whole ground began to shake. Pray. Spirit of debt, break the spirit of debt, break it, break it, break every cycle in your family, break every limitation. What belongs to you, possess it. Whatever Satan stole from your family, whatever Satan stole from your life, that demonic dream you had, bind the activity of darkness. My wedding shall come on. My marriage will become a reality. Intercessors, deliver your family members. Let intercessors rise. Be the savior of your family. Yes. Oh. Stand in the gap for your children. Declare that my children shall not be wayward. Say that you can have my children. Say that you can have my boy, my son, my daughter. You can have my children. Take my promotion. You can't steal my money anymore. You can't steal my money. Whatever was stolen from me, and it's in the kingdom of darkness, I scatter, and I take what belongs to me. They said you can't marry. They said you will not prosper. We don't give a damn because we know how to pray. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out of that pit. You are coming out of that darkness. You are coming out of that portal. You are coming out of that shrine. Ah, wherever they took your shoes, they took your slippers, they took your picture, There is scattering. There is confusion. As you pray. There is restoration. There is restoration. I see angels moving up and down, ascending and descending. Anything that has tied you, you are being released. You are being released for purpose and destiny. There is a release. Your greatness is returning. Breakthroughs. Breakthroughs are coming through. Setback. If you know how to pray, you will know how to read. Doesn't know how to pray, know how to use the weapons of God. Today is bad news for the devil. Today is a bad day for Satan. Today is a bad day for the witches of your family. Today is a bad day. It's a bad day for the kingdom of darkness. Because you are routing. You are taking what belongs to you. You are scattering your kingdom. There is earthquake. There is lightning. Today is a bad day for Satan. Oh. Testimonies are coming. Testimonies are coming. Mark this day. Mark this day. Testimonies are coming. Strength testimonies. Strength testimonies. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Thank you.
say something. This is no more an ordinary service. It's a Holy Ghost service. Anything is possible. That lump in your breast can disappear. That disease in your body can disappear. That health challenge can die. That anointing can be released. That business can revive. That death situation can receive life. I see testimonies. I see testimonies. I see testimonies. Speak to every disease in your body. Speak to every disease in your body.
Rala, Scapaleas, Kuala Manungu, Scapaladus attack, Rapa Penocopayos, Rapanga, Noroko, don't get tired, join the flow and pray. Mark Rapakosha, as you are in tune, the Holy Ghost will give you topics. The Holy Ghost will tell you what to pray. He will tell you what to pray. Don't disconnect. You will lose if you disconnect. Makombraska palatonda. Don't stop prayer. You don't know what is happening. Don't stop prayer. You just speak. Just talk. Just pray in tongues. Destinies are being altered. Restoration. The devil is giving what belongs to you back to you. Your star is shining again. Your star is shining. I see angels touching many people. I see angels touching many lives. Angels are touching many lives. Many angels are here. Angels are delivering people. Angels are breaking yokes. That cycle that has lasted for 100 years in your family. That cycle of diseases that has affected everybody in the family, the Lord is touching you again. That idol is catching fire. You are receiving new strength. Receiving new grace. Wapo, 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 wapala. Kakapa kumra mashata. Kalapatua kapa, katua kapa, katua kapa, katua kapa, katua kapa. Kakapa konje katana kapai. Kakapa kakama. Rakakakakaka. 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 Your mother is being restored. Your husband is being restored. Your father is being restored. That testimony that is long overdue, that miracle that has delayed, it is coming again. In the name of Jesus.